7-0 in the end. In fact, it was Micheál Doherty scoring the seventh goal a couple of minutes from the end to round off what was a comfortable victory for Bunnaby United against Willie Rovers in the first game back after the Christmas and New Year break. Bunnaby United never really in any trouble, as the scoreline would suggest. They were 3-0 up at half time. Darren McFadden, Garvin Grant and Micheál Doherty got the goals in the first half. And I was just speaking there to the Bunnaby manager, Jason Gibson. He was disappointed with his team's first half performance, despite the fact that they were 3-0 in front at the break. He felt his team were a wee bit sloppy in possession, giving away the ball a wee bit too often for his liking. And in fairness, Willie Rovers did play well in that first half. They had a couple of good chances of their own. And Bunnaby United's goalkeeper, David Turrell, had to make a couple of decent saves. Bunnaby were certainly on the back foot on occasions, with Tony McNamee playing well in the centre midfield for Swilly Rovers. Aaron Rogan also had a chance shooting just wide off the target from a difficult angle. Marty McDade, the veteran Swilly Rovers player, playing well up front as well. They needed something to happen, though, in the early stages of the second half, as they came out 3-0 behind after the break. But in fairness, Bunnaby United upped the tempo and they created all the chances in the early stages of the second half. Gareth Muldoon and the Swilly Rovers goal made a number of very, very good saves before Bunnaby eventually struck for the fourth goal on 65. Garvin Grant scoring. That was his second of the game. He completed his hat-trick a couple of minutes later to make it 5-0. Jamie Lina scored the sixth, and then Micheál Doherty scoring the seventh later on, by which stage Swilly Rovers had been reduced to 10 men when David Fisher, the Swilly Rovers defender, was shown a straight red card for a pullback on his man. It was a last man back challenge. So that ended Swilly Rovers' afternoon, another difficult afternoon for the Melton men. A young side, and once again, they were just unable to stop the experienced Bunnaby United side, who were in cruise control for much of that second half. So they managed to stay in touch with the leading two, Cockhill Celtic and Letterkenny Rovers. Now, I think there may have been another third goal at the Brandywell, where Derry City Reserves are playing Letterkenny Rovers this afternoon. That game should almost be finished at this stage. Porrick, last we heard, I think Derry City Reserves may have scored a second goal in that one, so they could well be leading 2-1 in that game. You can firm that one up as well yourself. And Cockhill Celtic continuing to lead against Finnharps Reserves in their game by a goal to nil. So it could be all change at the top end of the leaderboard, but as far as Bunnaby United are concerned here at Dryards Park, it's a case of job done for them. They have been comfortable victors against Willie Rovers, winning by 7 goals to 0.